Track 10, more news stories. Police are backing launch of night buses. Night buses will now be available in Torbay. The buses will be running into the early hours of the morning every Saturday from November the 2nd until December the 21st. The service will provide a safe travel option for people who are out in the evenings. The service has been funded by the Office of the Police and Crime Commissioner as part of the Street Focus Torquay project. It's a multi-agency approach to bringing real long-term change to the area and increase community safety. A successful night bus trial in North Devon and Newquay this summer resulted in a significant reduction in antisocial behaviour and drink and drug-related incidents during the evening and nighttime economy. Devon and Cornwall Police aim to see the same trend following the introduction of the buses in Torbay. The night bus services will be provided by Stagecoach and single journeys will cost just £2. The service will operate on Saturdays over the festival period, plus Friday, December the 20th, also known as Builders Friday, and New Year's Eve, in a bid to reduce drink and drug-related incidents. Chief Superintendent Roy Linden, who heads up police teams across South Devon, said, "We know that as we approach a busy festive season, we're going to see an increase in the number of people visiting Torquay to enjoy the great nightlife the town has to offer. Alcohol and drugs affect a person's ability to accurately judge a situation, which can contribute to issues such as drink or drug driving, violence against women and girls, and antisocial behaviour. Torbay remains a safe place to live, work and enjoy a night out, but our hope is that these night buses will make it even safer." Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez, who is also chairman of the Vision Zero South West Road Safety Partnership, said, "Everyone should be able to get home safely, whether they're coming from work or a night out. The night bus service provides an easy, affordable option for late night travel, helping to reduce the risk of drunk or drug-related incidents. We're committed to ensuring Torquay is a safe place to enjoy an evening out, and I hope people take full advantage of this service throughout the festive season." And there's a photograph of the new bus. It's going to be the night bus, and some of the crew will be staffing it.
Author has her book published. A Newton Abbott author has launched her self-published children's board book after months of struggle. Karen Barrett's The Adventurous Panda Bear Visits Asia has been published and is available to purchase. The rhyming board book has illustrations by Jose Sanchez, interactive elements and a fact page and a glossary at the back. This comes after the author launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund her book. Although that was not successful, Karen persevered and made her dream into a reality. Born in Cambridge, England, Karen had administrative jobs for 13 years before realising that colour coding emails was just not creative enough. She began to pen children's stories with her latest book taking shape during the pandemic. The Adventurous Panda Bear Visits Asia is available from Amazon, Waterstones and bookshops with the TQ12 postcode.
Devon has sixth lowest crime rate, according to the ONS. Devon and Cornwall Police have been confirmed as having the sixth lowest crime rate, according to the latest statistics from the Office for National Statistics, ONS. The data, covering the 12-month period to June 2024, highlights the force's performance across multiple crime categories. The ONS report measures 14 crime categories, and Devon and Cornwall Police ranked in the top five for seven of these categories, with an additional category ranked in the top 10. The statistics show a rise in drug offences, which could reflect the force's approach in proactively targeting drug misuse across the southwest under the Op Scorpion umbrella, encouraging members of the public to report suspicious drugs activities. Operation Scorpion saw 117 arrests and 19 people charged across the southwest. This equates to 28 arrests and 3 people charged in Devon and Cornwall. The rise in theft has been impacted by the cost of living crisis, Devon and Cornwall police said. In Devon and Cornwall, criminal damage and arson saw an increase of 7.9% compared to the previous year, though the force remains within the top 20 forces for these offences. Vehicle crime saw a positive reduction of 1.5%, maintaining the force's position as the 5th rank in this category across England and Wales. Police and Crime Commissioner Alison Hernandez said, "I'm pleased that Devon and Cornwall remain among the safest places to live in the country. However, the increase in theft and drug-related crime show that there is still work to do, and that is why I've proposed that these are priorities for Devon and Cornwall Police in my next police and crime plan. I'm committed to ensuring a firm focus on issues that matter most to those who live and work in our two counties. The public can expect continued robust action against drugs with Operation Scorpion, sending the message that the Southwest is no place for drugs, alongside my street focus project, which aims to create a blueprint for improving safety and tackling antisocial behaviour in our communities."
A roadside battery box at King's Kerse will be part of a nationwide drive towards net zero. Councils across the UK are pledging to drive down their carbon emissions to zero, and the new box will be part of a growing network. Teignbridge Council's planning committee has said yes to the box, which will be situated on a grass verge opposite Coventry Farm industrial buildings in Torquay Road. Ashley Boyce of AMP Clean Energy told the committee that 68 identical schemes have been given permission already in other parts of the country. The boxes connect directly into the local electricity network, supplying homes, businesses, schools and hospitals, storing excess renewable energy until it is needed. She said, "We're running out of capacity and this increases the risk of power cuts. A storage method which increases the capacity of the system is needed." However, Ward Councillor Jane Taylor said the plan would see a huge great container at the entrance to the village. She said, "People have worked very hard to make this village nice. This is not suitable for that location on the grass verge. It can't be hidden behind screening. I don't think it's the right place." And there's a photograph of the battery box which has been given permission to be situated on the roadside in King's Kerswell. And it certainly looks very big.
Have a say about how much you pay. Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Fire Authority are once again asking local residents and businesses to tell them how they feel about the service that they provide as part of their annual precept survey. The answers received will influence what amount of the council tax that residents and businesses pay goes towards funding Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service. The authority anticipates that by 2025-2026, a saving of £1.8 million will be needed due to changes in government funding and rising costs of delivering services such as materials, energy and employment costs. This saving is based on a year-on-year increase of 1.99% to council tax over this period. Every 1% increase to council tax precept amounts to just over £600,000 to the service this year.